You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama natin ngayon dito sa SBS, isang vlogger, event host, and proud plus-size lady, Elaine Arundain, also known as Fatspiration by Brandy. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Brandy.
Good morning din, Colette.
Nandito ka sa Melbourne ngayon para magbakasyon because you're now based in Brisbane, tama ba?
Yeah, well, to be exact, on the Gold Coast.
A Gold Coast.
Yeah, I actually hosted a wedding anniversary.
Huli po nating nakasama si Brandy noong nakaraang taon at pinag-usapan natin ang vlogging at kung paano ginagamit ni Brandy bilang platform ang social media upang ipadala ang mensahe sa mga kababaihan na maging confidently beautiful even with some fats, right?
Yeah.
Are you still actively doing your vlogging, Brandy?
Yeah, well, from time to time I still do, but it's just like I'm a bit busy with work lately. So I'm not really doing it like every day as like before. Pero ngayon, like I'm trying to make sure I set a proper schedule for that para makontinue ko pa rin yung advocacy ko. But yeah, I'm still on it. I still have my YouTube channel. It's just that I'm not as active as before. But like this month, I do have a lot of things going on that I wanted to share with my friends as well.
And the main reason why you have this vlog is to inspire women.
That's correct. Right. Pretty obvious. I'm a plus size woman myself. So marami akong gustong inspire ng mga women, not limited to women, kahit na men, who are also on the same boat, ng mga plus size then that who nag-undergo din sila ng same experience and pressure. Like, so ang advocacy ko doon is like, you know, to how are you going to love yourself and how to feel good about yourself kahit na you are actually different from the crowd.
So you consider yourself different?
I think so. It's different. Like, obviously, I mean, I'm different in a way, like physically. I'm different in a way that, you know, like the way you actually handle yourself, it's totally different because, you know, I wanted to be honest. Ibang iba naman talaga, like physically. Pero at the end of the day, we're all human. We all encounter the same issues in life anyway. Pero siguro may ibang experience lang na nasa group namin, the plus size.
Speaking of issues, Brandy, isa din sa mga issues na hinaharap ng mga plus size sa mga kababaihan ay ang body shaming. At isa pa dito yung constant pressure ng lipunan na ang maging sexy is to be skinny. Kailangan payat ka.
Correct.
Did you have a personal experience of social discrimination because of size?
Hindi naman siguro ganun kalala sa mga naririnig ko na stories from like friends and family and, you know, like on YouTube as well. But then in general, I feel like, yeah, I've encountered that, like growing up being big and different.
In terms of dating, meron bang nagiging factor ba siya?
I don't know sa iba ha. I don't know, feeling ko lang siguro napakataas na confidence level ko, na feeling ko, okay, medyo ligawin naman kahit papano. Pero factor din siguro yun. Like siguro sa mga kabataan, like the teens, you know, we all have like crushes back then. So siguro like they don't find you attractive because you're fat, because you're big. And ikaw din, feeling mo naman, syempre pag bata ka pa, like you always have that Prince Charming kind of thing in your head. But then they don't like you because like you're different, you're big and all that. So yun, parang mahirap din in a way. Pero dahil nga, I don't know, it's probably my personality na medyo like a bit strong on that part. Kinakaya ko, like I just say, okay, I need to look good because I know there's someone for me anyway.
Is there social pressure as well when it comes to, you know, picking friends?
Picking friends, I think hindi naman because like I remember like back home, meron nga akong friend na pareho kami. So plus size din siya and we call each other. Basta we have like this cute name na tinatawag namin each other like to recognize that we're plus size. It's feeling ko dun naman sa circle of friends ko medyo accepted naman. We kind of like joke around it, but it's not like to the point na we choose or they choose their set of friends because like you're big and all that. Because I believe like with friendship, it's more of the personality that matters. Iba naman kasi yun sa parang like having like someone who you wanted to date with. It's different with friends, eh, diba? Parang it's more of the personality than the physical aspect of a person.
Yung constant pressure sa mga plus size that, you know, when you open a magazine, nandun yung katawan ni Kim Kardashian, nandun yung katawan ni Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
What are you thinking when you see these images?
To be honest, no, Claudette, like back home, it's really a big deal for me. Like, you know, gusto ko kasi, mahilig din kasi ako mag-dress up and all that. And when I look at it, like, oh my goodness, ano lang, until large lang yung mga size na available on what they're wearing. Like, even in Insta, like, you know, you like this certain style of the artist that you follow, but, like, you can't get it because it's too small for you. Napaka-sad, diba? Pero, I don't know, here in Australia, it's totally different because marami kasing mga lines, like, clothing lines, na exclusive lang para sa amin. That's why I'm so happy. Hindi ko na feel yung ganun pressure sa society. Siguro back home, if I'm based there now, I would feel it's gonna be different, siguro. Mas malala yung pressure. I think the pressure actually to your circle of friends and your family na pinupush ka, hey, magpapayat ka and all that. It's not about like, you know, like yung nakikita mo sa TV. It's more of like the people around you and they kind of like, you know, it's motivation kind of thing anyway. Like my family, my friends, they will say, hey, magpapayat ka na, you'd look better if you'll payat, you know? Those are the kind of pressures, I think so na pwede kong makarelate ako.
Oh.
Yeah, like my mom, she always tell me na, okay, you don't do this, you don't do that. Kailangan mong ganito lang kainin mo. But my dad, like backing me up as well, like say, oh, kawawa naman. Yeah. So, parang ano daw, gugutumi naman ako. So they're gonna feed me. Like those kind of things, I don't make it really like a big deal. Pero like growing up, yun ang constant like pressure in my head. Mm. Na someone would always tell me, tama na yan. Alam mo yun? Tama na yan. You need to lose weight. You need to do this and that. So,
speaking of difference, let's tackle naman about ano yung difference ng pagtanggap ng mga Pilipino sa plus-size women kumpara sa pagtanggap ng mga Australiano.
I don't want to look bad if I say like my fellow friends doesn't accept me for who I am or like when I'm back home. Pero siguro
pero
lang.
Generally
yeah. lang, no? Kasi, di ba, if you think about it, sa Philippines kasi Asian, we, like, no ang typical Asian body frame, medyo maliliit talaga yon, di ba? So if you're big there, you really stand out. I mean, nakikita ka from the crowd. Dito naman sa Australia, meron din namang like, you're really fit, but sometimes you can see a lot of like white people na big frame sila. So if you walk, kasabay sila, hindi masyado ka magsa-stand out, which is good for me. Generally speaking, I think I'm more accepted here. It looks normal. I'm not at my worst, you know what I mean?
Did you go through that phase where you thought, you know, negatively about yourself?
I would be lying to myself if I would say no. Siguro hindi lang siya ganun ka-consistent sa brain ko. You try to, like, question yourself. And yun na, lahat na papasok na sa brain mo, like yung sa mga damit. Like, oh, I really want to wear this to an event. I can't wear it because there's nothing available because I'm too big. And, like, you try to question yourself, what have I been doing na mali? Like, what could I have changed sa sarili ko para mabago yun? Yun yung mga bagay na pumapasok sa isip ko na bakit ako ganito? Bakit ko hinayaang to come to this point na when I look back and, you know, tinitingnan ko yung mga photos ko, well, I look good. I mean, like, I look not as big as now. So parang yun yung mga kina-question ko, like bakit? Bakit ko hinaya ang dumating sa point na to?
So it's challenging you?
Yeah, a lot. Malaki ang sakop nun eh. It's not just like, you know, like concern ka, ano ba yung sa mga tao, you know, the way they treat me, even like, you know, dressing up, lahat na. Probably like work opportunities that, you know, you probably want to do this, but you can't do that, you know? You probably want to be a model, but you can't be one because you're big. So those are the kind of things naiisip ko negatively.
You mentioned work opportunities. Nagiging mahirap din ba for plus-size women to compete in the workforce?
For me personally, hindi naman. Kasi most of my work are like call center kind of thing, and in sales, and it's more of the skills than the looks. Pero inisip ko lang, like, what other opportunities? For example, siguro, once in my life, I wanted to be like an FA, a flight attendant. And if you think about it, it's going to be funny. May mataba bang FA, parang ganun. But like, those are the kind of things, hindi ko naman super dream yon, but like, I could have been like that if I was fit. So, yun lang siguro yun. But it comes to opportunities, I think. I have, you know, better skills naman din that I think I could compete. And with the line of work that I do, hindi naman din kailangan.
Pwede naman i-break ang norm. Why not try?
Yeah, why not? Oh my goodness. Sana no. Dito sa Australia, we'll see.
How did you overcome?
Kasi feeling ko, hindi naman yun manggagaling sa ibang tao. Whatever you do in your life, dapat ikaw yun eh. It has to be you. If you constantly think negatively about yourself, it doesn't help. So it's more of like ingesting like all the positivity in your brain. Hindi naman to the point you getting delusional na kahit mataba ako, I'm really like this and that. It's not like that. It's more of like acceptance and more about positive thinking. Because if you do that, you won't get affected by other people. Okay, parang like, who cares? I mean, like, I'm happy with the way I look and I'm not like, hindi ko naman sila inaapakan and all that. Like, I'm doing what is right anyway. Like, the acceptance and thinking positive, yun yung nag-help sa akin to go through with all the struggles and pressure.
What tips can you give to all the plus-size women?
Acceptance and believing in yourself. Kasi like, it's easy to say like, yeah, I can be confident, but later on at the back of your head, parang, oh, naiingit ka sa mga ganito, ganyan. Hindi yun tumutulong sa'yo. It doesn't help you anyway. So what you're gonna do, start for yourself. The moment you walk out sa bahay mo, dun na magsisimula yung pressure. Like at work, yung mga tingin ng mga tao, like, oh, why is she wearing that? Like, you know, she's so ew and whatnot. So, yun yung simula na struggle mo. So, nasa bahay ka pa lang, think about it, okay? I love myself. I'll embrace. This is me. This is my reality. And if they can do it, I can do it too. If they feel that they can look good, I feel like I look good too. Marami mang mga, you know, they will throw a lot of throw a lot of negativities in your face. It's easy for you. Just brush it off. You surround yourself with positive people. So you start with your family. Kayo dapat within that family, within the household, ang magsusupport sa kanila. Like, you can help them to live healthy. You can help them to eat healthy, change their lifestyle. But not naman siguro bombard them with names, calling names and say, hoy, kasi ang baboy mo na, ganyan, ganyan. It's siguro, I don't think that that's gonna help. Yung sa family mo, sila yung tutulong sa'yo na they would tell you, oh, sige, kaya mo yan. If this doesn't work out, kaya mo yan. It's more of a team effort. I feel so. So kung naka-undergo na yung family member niyo, if you are a friend, you feel like yung friend ko parang na-depressed na yata, he doesn't want to go out anymore. Kasi nga, yun, nahihiya na, ma-judge na mga tao. Think about it straight away na, okay, I think I can help this person. Siguro sa meal, like, you know, you can help them out instead of inviting them to eat out, like the Filipino way. You can invite them more healthy stuff or invite them to, like, you know, do a bit of walking. That's mag-usap then. Kasi, like, I believe communication helps a lot, especially to those kind of people. So, yung klaseng team support, I think that's the best that you could get.
Sa mga mag-asawa, ano yung payo mo sa kanila?
Ba, kung isa sa inyo ay plus size, pwedeng yung husband, pwedeng yung wife, always remember na hindi yun yung, hindi nababase doon yung relationship nyo. Because your marriage, ang broad nun, diba? Isang aspect lang siguro nun, baka na-attract ka dahil sexy siya before. But think about it. You know, you've been together for quite a while now. And yun lang ba ang reason na bakit manghihinaan ka ng loob? So being a partner, probably if you want yourself to be healthy, support each other. Don't think about it as parang barrier to your marriage. But think about it like, okay, let's be healthy together. And please naman, a little compliment will go a long way. So kahit naman medyo chubby-chubby si misis, like, if nakita niyo naman na nag-dress up, you say naman, oh,
appreciate.
Yeah, hey babe, or hon, or whatever. Like, you look good tonight. And that way, hindi naman yun to promote na sige, kakain na lang siya. But like, to make them feel good about themselves as well.
sbs.com.au.